Hey everyone, and welcome. Today, we're going to do something really cool. We're going to deconstruct a true classic, the Pilates abdominal series. We're going to pull it apart, layer by layer, so you can see how it builds a core that's not just strong, but genuinely smart. So, let's get into it.
So, let me just start with this one big idea. What if getting that deep, solid core we all want isn't about how many reps you can do? What if it's actually about how much control you can bring to every single movement?
Because that's exactly what the Ab series is all about. It's not just exercise, it's a masterclass in moving with intention. We're gonna go on a journey to see how this sequence builds an incredibly stable core, literally from the ground up.
So, what are we really talking about here? I mean, this is so much more than just ab work. This is a sequence designed to train trunk organization. That's keeping your torso solid as a rock. And hip dissociation, which is just a fancy way of saying you can move your legs freely without your pelvis wiggling all over the place. The secret weapon in all this? Your own breath, which acts like a totally free, built-in core brace.
You know, there's this classic Pilates image that just says it all. Imagine you're balancing a full teacup right on your pelvis while you're doing these moves. Your one and only job? Don't spill a single drop. That image perfectly captures the number one goal of this entire series. A totally stable pelvis.
So let's lay down the first brick. We're starting at tier one with the single leg stretch. Seriously, everything that comes next is built on the foundation we set up right here.
Okay, so here's the basic mechanics. You're in a little half curl, one knee in, one leg out. Now pay attention to steps 3 and 4 because this is where the magic happens. You exhale with this little pull pulse. But, and this is so important, that pulse comes from deep inside your abs. You're not yanking with your arms. Then you inhale as you switch legs, super smooth, keeping that teacup perfectly still.
So, what's actually happening in your body? Well, it's this awesome division of labor. You've got your movers, the muscles making the legs go. But the real heroes of the story? That's the support crew. These are your deep core stabilizers, like the transversus abdominis. They're the ones working overtime to make sure that teacup doesn't spill. They're holding it all together.
All right, we've got the basic movement down. Time for an upgrade. Welcome to tier two. And this upgrade isn't some crazy new move. It's all about adding a deeper, more refined layer of control, and we're gonna do it with our breath. So you've got a couple of options for how to breathe here. The classical way is this quick sniff-sniff inhale on one leg and then a ha-ha exhale on the other. But then there's pattern B, which is really focused on stability. Here, you exhale on every single pull-pull, and you only inhale during that split-second switch. Each one creates a totally different feel and a different challenge.
But why are we so obsessed with the breath?
Well, here's why.
A strong, focused exhale actually ramps up the tension in your abdominal wall. It's like you're cinching a corset around your middle. It connects your ribs to your pelvis and creates this incredibly solid center. That's the free core brace we were talking about. It's amazing.
Okay, so we've built stability, we've layered in the breath. Now it's time to test it. This is tier three, where we start to add longer levers, your arms and legs, to really up the ante.
First up, the double leg stretch. You start all tucked in, and then you inhale as you reach your arms and legs away from your body. Whoa, this is a huge test of stability. Then you exhale to circle your arms around and bring it all back home. The real challenge is reaching out without letting your ribs pop open or your low back peel off the floor.
And also in tier three, we've got scissors. Now we're dealing with these long, heavy, straight leg levers. As one leg lowers, the other gets that pull on the exhale. This move doesn't just challenge your core to stabilize a heavy leg. It also asks a lot of your hamstrings.
And this brings us to probably my favorite cue in this whole series. It is so tempting in scissors to start yanking on your leg with your arm strength. But you have to remember, the pulse, the control, the work, it all starts from your deep abs. It does not come from your biceps. That's a huge mental shift.
And now for the final level, the boss level. This is tier four, where we find mastery. And we do it by slowing everything down. The goal here is to maximize our time under tension.
So we're back to the double leg stretch, but with a major twist. Instead of moving with the breath, you are going to exhale for 3, 4, maybe even 5 full seconds as you reach out, and then inhale for that same slow count to come back in. This is not about banging out reps. It's about a few perfect, unshakable repetitions.
So why would we move so slowly?
Because that tempo forces your muscles to stay under tension for longer. And that's what builds real endurance in those deep, stabilizing muscles. It's the ultimate test of anti-extension, your core's ability to resist arching your back as your arms and legs get heavy.
So after all that, what's the big takeaway? What's the bottom line? It's really simple. Move with intention.
Think of this as your personal quality control checklist. Are your ribs flaring up toward the ceiling? Is your pelvis rocking and rolling? Are you clenching your jaw or holding your breath? These are the little red flags telling you that you might have lost that deep core connection. Be your own coach. And please remember that the goal here is control, not pain. This should feel hard, but it should feel safe. So if your neck is talking to you, put your head down. If your back feels a little iffy, keep your legs higher. There's always a way to modify so you can maintain a perfect, beautiful form.
So let's just zoom out and look at the whole picture one last time. We start in tier one, just mastering the ability to move our legs without our pelvis moving. Then in tier two, we layer on the breath. In tier three, we challenge that stability with longer, heavier levers. And finally, in tier four, we achieve true mastery through time under tension. You can just see how beautifully each step builds on the one before it.
And that really brings us to the end. You now understand the why, the deep purpose behind every single part of this series. So the question I want to leave you with is this. Now that you know, how is this going to change how you approach your own core work? How are you going to shift your focus away from just counting and toward creating real, intelligent control?